This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
The new deadline for healthcare reform is, as President Trump said over the weekend, the end of this year, maybe early next. That's a different timetable than was offered just a week or two ago when the president was talking about a plan coming as soon as his nominee for Health and Human Services, Tom Price, was confirmed, as in maybe a couple of weeks from now. One big chunk of the healthcare industry, hospitals, sees that GOP slowdown as a lobbying win in Washington. So now from our help desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein looks at how those hospitals might use their newfound time.
The Sinai Health System in Chicago serves some of the city's poorest neighborhoods. But since the Affordable Care Act began, the hospital's rate of uninsured patients has been cut in half, and it now spends $30 million a year less on charity care.
Trust me, that hasn't gone into our salaries. We really invested that right back into community services, and behavioral health is where we made our biggest investment.
That's Sinai's Roberta Rakove. Rakove has started spending more time in Washington, and when she's there, she buttonholes people on Capitol Hill about a new unit for patients with mental health problems.
We love this unit, right? And this is a win for the patients. It's a win for the healthcare system because you're taking people out of the emergency room where they don't belong.
Like Sinai, hospitals around the nation have saved millions of dollars a year because many of their uninsured patients have now become paying customers, largely due to Medicaid expansion under the ACA. Hospital executives worry Republicans will cut back insurance coverage and that they won't get the federal help covering those uninsured, at least the way they used to before Obamacare, which would eat into their thin margins. Atul Grover with the Association of American Medical Colleges says slowing down will help hospitals make their case.
The more time we have and the more details we have on potential proposals, the more we can actually be data-driven and show them the potential impact. And that makes a big difference.
Grover says the downside to the slowdown, more time hospitals must sit with uncertainty. The upside, hospitals, which are large employers and powerful lobbyists, now know they've got longer to do their thing. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.